Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Governor Hochul and Mayor Adams launch a task force to crack down on ghost cars. It's Wednesday, March 13th, and this is your New York Daily News. Wednesday's forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies in New York City with a high near 62 and a low near 49. Before today's top story, the heads of New York City's three public library systems warned on Tuesday that they'd have to close the book on universal six-day service at their branches and enact other devastating cuts to their social programs if Mayor Adams' latest budget plan is adopted. In afternoon testimony before the City Council, the presidents of the New York, Brooklyn, and Queens public library systems said Adams' $109 billion budget bid for the 2025 fiscal year would force all of their branches to continue to stay closed Sundays, while most of them would also have to cut another day of service. That would mean those branches wouldn't be able to stay open at least 6 days a week for the first time since 2015, when that schedule became the standard across the city. All of the city's more than 200 library branches have already operated without Sunday service since November, when a $22 million budget cut enacted by Adams forced them to end it. The cut was part of a string of agency budget trims Adams pushed through to offset city spending on the migrant crisis. And two owners of a Queens construction firm were sentenced Tuesday for their roles in a straw donor scheme to boost Mayor Eric Adams' 2021 campaign war chest with cash from the city's public matching funds program. Per the terms of their plea deals reached late last year, brothers Shahid Mushtaq and Yahya Mushtaq from the eco-safety consultants firm each paid $500 in fines and completed 35 hours of community service before appearing in Manhattan Supreme Court. They pleaded guilty to fifth-degree conspiracy in October in a deferred prosecution agreement and are cooperating in a straw donor investigation by the Manhattan District Attorney. A spokeswoman for Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg declined to comment. The brothers and several others were indicted for the scheme last year, including Dwayne Montgomery, a former NYPD inspector who served alongside Adams in the police department and has maintained a friendship with him. Adams has not been accused of wrongdoing in the case and has said his 2021 campaign returned donations identified as illegal by the DA. Find these stories and more right now at nydailynews.com. City and state authorities have launched a sprawling interagency task force to combat so-called ghost cars carrying missing, modified, or counterfeit license plates, Mayor Eric Adams and New York Governor Kathy Hochul said Tuesday. An initial operation against ghost cars by the task force on Monday netted 73 car seizures and 282 summons and led to 8 arrests, according to authorities. Ghost cars have been a growing problem in the post-COVID years, and the New York City Police Department has at times been accused of not staging a sufficient effort to take them off the streets. Adams characterized the ghost autos as menaces to city streets. He said some criminals carry several sets of license plates in their vehicles. This initiative is a proactive way of catching them before they do something dangerous, Adams said at a news conference on Randall's Island. The interagency effort could give officials more tools to fight the challenge and to reap money lost when the ghost cars pass through tolls undetected. The far-reaching enforcement action on Monday spanned a battery of agencies: the City Police Department, the City Sheriff's Office, the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, the State Police, the State Department of Motor Vehicles, and the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, according to Hochul's office. The NYPD's Chief of Department, Jeffrey Madry, said the task force may conduct more than one fake plate enforcement sting per month. It could be once a week. It could be biweekly, he said. We will determine that as we go along. License plate coverings and fake or fraudulent plates led to more than $46 million in lost toll revenue for the MTA in 2022, according to a fare evasion report published by the agency last year. And in December, 44 cars linked to nearly $1 million in unpaid tolls and fines were impounded in a toll enforcement blitz on the Verrazano Narrows Bridge, according to officials. The Port Authority of New York and New Jersey said it logged a 14% overall increase in revenue recovery from toll evaders in 2023 compared with the previous year. Tuesday's event at Randall's Island represented the first public announcement featuring both the mayor and the governor since Hochul introduced a polarizing plan to send 750 National Guard soldiers into the city's subway system. Adams did not attend the subway announcement held last Wednesday in Manhattan, and some suggested he might have felt slighted after he asked for more state funding for the city's efforts to address subway crime. The mayor's office said Adams was at a funeral during the subway announcement. Adams and Hochul, two moderate Democrats, have generally enjoyed a warm public relationship, a sharp reversal from the era of angst between Governor Andrew Cuomo and Mayor Bill de Blasio. Adams claimed Tuesday that the news media has tried to pull him and Hochul apart. He added that the governor has shown creativity in her approach to public safety. The governor thanked the mayor for underscoring the depth and the strength of their relationship. For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at nydailynews. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.